Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich. We've got Chris Siriano here in the studio, Mason Dixon, and of course, Tina Goodrich is here. Good morning, Tina. Good to have you.
Good morning, Rob, and how are you?
I'm doing well. Well, earlier in the show, we tried to get Brooke Blanchard a call, and she wanted to talk about their mom-on-mom sale, and Tina was so gracious to say we'd give her a call for a minute during the real estate time, and maybe, just maybe, we can even find something real estate related.
She might be looking for some real estate.
Yeah, we'll see if she answers the phone. She texted me about 36 minutes ago.
In the 4th of July parade.
Brooke, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm doing well. We certainly had to move on, but Tina, who is here, was very gracious to say we could call you for a minute and talk about your mom-on-mom sale.
Oh, all right. Give me just a second, okay? Hang on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So...
So, Tina, maybe you should give out your contact information
so,
now.
Oh, yeah. In between all of the...
Listwithtina.net is, of course, a website you can find her, yeah.
Yes, of course, listwithtina.net. You can always Google Let's Talk Real Estate and find me there. You can always reach me, text me, 269-759-1076 if you have any questions. Yeah.
Sorry, hang on just a second. I got to figure out how to get out of here.
Okay.
Maybe you should have called her in the break.
I probably should have called her at the break, yeah. I thought it would be fun. Brooke is at a conference in Florida. They're whooping it up early in the morning here.
You know, them crazy breakfasts.
Those crazy breakfasts,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, are you there?
Hang on, yep, I'm here. Hang on.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe we should have said, hey, Brooke, you're on the air.
Hey, Brooke, you're on the air. We're recording.
Oh, hey, guys. Oh, my gosh, it's going to start downpouring on me.
Oh, run for us, run.
This is good radio. God.
This is the best radio we've done ever.
And just so happened it's on Let's Talk Real Estate.
That's right.
Awesome. Hi, Tina.
Hey, Brooke. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, Chris Siriano is also in the studio as well as Mason Dixon. So since we are taking a little of Tina's time, I just wanted to make sure we gave you a couple of minutes to talk about the mom-to-mom sale or mom-on-mom, whatever that was.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, tell us about it.
All right. Well, so this morning, actually, 9 a.m. till 3 o'clock this afternoon is our mom-to-mom sale at the Bangor Community Ed Building, where we hold our summer day camp in the gym. And it's a really good time. They're going to have food, $5 for a really beautiful breakfast or $5 for lunch. But yeah, they're going to have, you know, mom-to-mom sale is really when moms are trying to get rid of their kids' stuff that's been gently used for an affordable price for people who, you know, it's like a community yard sale type situation.
I always think when you're going to say that they want to get rid of their kids, and then you say stuff after that.
Yeah, so they're, you know, clothes or toys or, you know, strollers, sometimes car seats if they're not expired, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, I do need to get to Tina here, so we got to talk about the mom-to-mom sale. Well, you guys got some contact information, a website that someone can find out more about the YDC Pal?
Sure. Actually, we have a Facebook event that's on there, and that's the YDC/PAL Mom to Mom. Our website is www.ydcpal.org, or give us a call, 269-639-2489.
Very good. It was certainly a pleasure of you taking a little time from your busy conference down there in Florida. It's such an early time in the morning.
I know, and it's really great, actually. I like that it's a Friday and a Saturday, and then we get home and, you know, have a great start to our week.
Right back to it. Well, thank you, Brooke.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. Take care. Travel safe. Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Thank you very much, Tina. That was awfully nice of you to let us talk to her for a second.
Are you going to go to the mom-to-mom sale?
I probably won't go to it, but...
I thought you were going to say will. I thought she was for a second.
No, I probably... I pass up sales now. You know, I just don't have the need for, you know, anything.
Stuff.
Yeah, stuff. I'm really... I'm at the point in my life where I'm getting rid of stuff.
Right.
And I'm unloading things at my own home, so to speak. So, yeah, no, I don't collect. I usually just shoom right past the yard sale signs.
Okay. Good for you. But you like to have them.
I do have them. Like I said, I have been unloading my own stuff. So
and get rid of crap, but you don't want any more.
Yeah, and estate sales are good. You know, it's all about, you know, the environment and exchanging that secondhand stuff because there's so much.
Yeah.
So yeah, yard sales are great.
Okay. Well, it's real estate time here, and I've been starting to hear some, you know, the mumblings of, you know, the higher interest rates. And
well, actually, there was a decrease in the interest rates. We did see a soften in them.
That wasn't much, though.
5.5 on a 30-year, so yeah, they did come down a half.
Yep. Got a half point.
And that's really good, that's know, especially if you're looking at buying right now, right, Chris? That's if you're a buyer, 5.5 sounds really good before they, you know, we had rumors they were going to creep up to 7, you know, by the end of the year, and, you know, we're seeing a softening in the market right now. So all of those, you know, play in the game.
So
you know.
So we've switched to a buyer's market instead of the
sellers. No. This is just still a very strong market. Mm-hmm. The inventory is still very tight. It's low. Anything good that comes out. And there are some great new listings coming out, right, Chris?
Yep, yep.
I've seen some new ones coming out in the St. Joe area. Stevensville, mm-hmm. Coloma, Waterville, you know, that was a tight market there for a little bit for that 200 mark. And I've seen some under 200 come out. So that's great for, you know, the under 200 that includes a lot of those FHA buyers, VA buyers, you know, the special financing. That 200, 225 seems to be that magic number for.
Are there a lot of 200, 225s in the St. Joe area?
No, not. But you get that Benton Harbor side area, and you can find them, of course, under the 200.
I mean, you can probably get.
It depends.
Some of them, you probably can get 100,000, and there are probably some real fixer uppers that you can get for
Benton
a steal.
Benton Harbor is a place where you can buy stick built homes for 50,000 still. In that area, you can still buy a stick built home for 30 and 40. Investors look in that area
all
the time.
Can you live in them?
Yeah, they're rentable. A lot of them,
maybe not right away,
are rentable. Or just investment properties for, you know, the long term and flip them in the 3 to 5 years. You know, you got investors looking at them like that. But the Coloma and Waterville, you know, area and even South Haven, I have seen some great listings coming out at that, you know, that mid 2.5 where that was, you know, we had lost some of them homes in that 200 range. So I have seen a couple come out, go right under contract immediately. Mm-hmm. But there are still a couple lingering out there. So even though we are seeing a softening in the market, it's a combination of a lot of things. You know, the interest rates, of course, we've seen them back off a little bit, just like gas prices.
I mean, have you felt like you've slowed down just a little bit here in the summer? Does it feel that way, or does it feel it's just the same as it always has been?
No, I would say in the summer you're always busier, at least for me. You know, I'm more busier in the summer. I just got done listing a great new farm, and of course you guys have heard me in the past looking for farms.
Well,
in
let's talk about that. We have to take a break. Let's talk about that after the break on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Rob
Bird's Moondog Show. If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Tina Goodrich. We're back on Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. This is Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Chris Siriano, Mason Dixon and Tina Goodrich here in the studio. And we're going to talk about, well, it seems like I kind of remember what we were going to talk about the last segment, but now I forgot.
We're going to talk about quickly. Listings, aren't we?
So quickly you forget, Rob.
So quickly.
We were going to talk about the new listing, the 40-acre farm that recently got when we talked about, you know, we were looking for those farms. And I did some mailers in the Casco Township area and I want to say some of the Geneva area. But I knew that area there, there's a lot of farms. And so I did some mailers and some, they call that farming.
Mailing,
I was farming.
You were saying, hey, anybody willing to sell their house?
Yeah. Remember, we talked about that, Mason. So this attracted one of the sellers. She kept my mailer card and thought, when I'm ready, I'm going to, you know, give Tina a call. And so, yeah, she called me on my mailer and said, hey, I've got a farm, 40-acre farm I want to sell. I said, well, I'll be right out to take a look at it. So, yeah, we listed 301 65th Street. It's in Casco Township. It's 40 acres. 10 acres of it is a rye farm. And it's leased to a local farmer. And you do see that a lot with these farms where they'll lease them out to a farmer that's already doing a field right next door.
Right.
And actually, this whole area together has got 50 acres of rye. South of them is a 40-acre rye farm owned by somebody else. And, of course, this farm here has 10 acres of rye that is right. You can't even tell the where the borderline is unless you knew where it was at. But it's got 10 acres. She leases that for $2,250 a year. So $2,250 a year she gets, and he maintains the rye. And this farm, actually, a lot of farms you see because of the soil and the nutrients in the soil, they flip them annually. So one year it's corn, the next year it's soybeans. This one is rye, and the next year it's cucumbers. Yeah, so he does Q's out there. So this farm, again, it's 40 acres, and it has 2,000 or more footage of Black River. So the Black River and the Middle Branch River runs on the north end of this property. And so it's got some great river frontage. And
does it have a house?
Then it has
I was jumping the gun.
Yeah, it has two houses. Good question, Mason. It has two houses.
Dang.
Yeah, so the main house has three bedrooms, two baths, and they're both ranch homes. So the main house, three bedrooms, two baths, sits on a crawl space. And then the second home is a modular, or double wide, I should say, a double wide. And it's been all cased in with new wood framing. So they've did some updates to it.
That's right.
Yeah, this one's kind of a little bit behind and over.
Can you see the river from either one of the houses?
You cannot see the river from any of these houses. So what's interesting about this place, it does have the two homes separate utilities all the way. So they each have their own meter, and they have their own septic and wells, which is nice. And then there's this great 40 by 60 barn.
With the cement floor?
With the concrete floor and a loft.
Cement, huh?
And the Ferguson tractor is going to stay.
How about that?
Yeah, so there's a tractor that's going to get to stay with the property to help maintain. The 10 acres of rye is great. It's beautiful. If you jump on Google and do the 301 65th Street, South Haven, you'll find it.
Wait. So who owns the tractor? The farmer on the rye?
No, the farmer who's selling.
Okay, so
and actually, it's a daughter that inherited the farm, and she's maintained it for, you know, a good 4 or 5 years, and it's just too much. Okay. I mean, farming's
hard work.
It's hard work. Really is.
What's the big price tag on this?
And so, do you want to guess?
Well, two houses, I'm guessing $500,000.
$459.
Oh, so
I'll go a little bit higher than Rob.
$459.
Well, you said $450.
I said $500.
You said $500. Mm-hmm. Okay, $495.
I'm closer.
Closer. Good job. You win the big prize.
I get the big house, and you get the little one when we raise $500,000.
Right. You get to stay behind the little house. Now, when you say you can't see the river, is it because there's woods in the way? Could that woods be cleared?
No, so the houses sit, of course, up close to the road because that's where the utilities are at, you know. So the houses are up closer by the 65th Street, and 65th is gravel. There are still a few gravel roads in southwest Michigan, believe it or not. I wouldn't doubt if this one gets paved before long. But there is the small stretch of 65th that is gravel. This home is on the gravel part. Just north of the homes is, of course, behind the homes is the rye. So you're surrounded by a rye field. And then in the very back of the property is some woods. So there's a good probably 20 acres of woods.
I know exactly where you are now. 30 acres. I grew up on 64th Street.
Yeah, so you're right around the corner.
Yep, I was.
So this property, which is really interesting, is I got some history on it, which back in the day, it was a mink farm.
Mink farm.
Wow. Yeah.
Super cool.
So
I thought it was going to be like somewhere in the Underground Railroad or something.
Well, back in the day when I guess when fur was, you know, big and trading, and that area is got a ton of river frontage to it. It's actually north of it. It's got some river bottom that's part of the property, but it's all a branch of Middle Branch and the main branch of Black River. So if you Google this and look at it, you can see where the river actually comes north of the property. So there's some great areas for somebody to build a home if you're looking for that avenue. So the two homes are far up by the home or up by the road, and then you've got the rye field surrounding you, and then you have the river frontage north of that.
Wow.
So we are going to have it droned, so we'll be able to get a better look at maybe some building spots.
Sure.
We were told that there's an island out in the far back corner. And I did, when I did Google it, I did see a dry landing spot. So that could be the island that she was talking about.
Is that island on the river or do they have a pond?
I was wondering in the kitchen, there might be one of them islands.
Kitchen island?
Yeah.
They just throwed it out back when they put in the table.
I think that it might have had something to do with the mink farmers. The mink trappers, actually. These were trappers, and they trapped the mink for the fur.
Yeah.
And we do have the common weasel in this area. Maybe they're minks. I'm not sure, but I thought it was really interesting that these were this farm back in the day was a mink farm.
My grandma had like three of them that they were used for decorative. They were, whenever time I'd go over there, I'd go play with those. They were so weird because it was, they actually had, they in their mouths, they actually put in like little, what the hell are they called, Mason?
What?
Like A-clamps, little small A-clamps. So then you could open the mouth and then the mouth would clip to whatever it was. Yeah, they were pretty freaky. Wow. Yeah. But we do need to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more real estate with Tina Goodrich on Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. I've got Chris Siriano, who is a realtor, and he is the ruler of the House of David Museum. Actually, that's Elizabeth, maybe. And then Tina Goodrich, and of course, Mason Dixon is still here in the studio. And this is our last segment of the show, and she's flown by. So
going by so fast.
That it is. Know,
I mean, we only get a half an hour, and I try to squeeze in as much as I can about real estate.
And you were kind
and
to
I'd
let
like to do
us
that,
talk to
you know,
Brooke, too.
A little bit about a subject, but I figure tonight I talk about my listings. I have 10 listings now.
Congratulations.
So. Yeah. And I have a couple under contract.
Name, the name
you
of the
know,
game
the
is
unique,
listings.
The unique pick a liquor. That one's under contract, and we're doing our due diligence
Congrats.
On that one. And of course, the 16402 County Road 687. That one is pending, and so we're working on that one to you know finish out what we need to do for due diligence. Mm-hmm. But again, 301 65th Street, 40 acres, listed for $495. That's my newest listing. Great farm. There's not a lot of farms. I do notice that the farms that are out there are selling in that neighborhood of around $450.
Okay.
So next, I want to talk about the other newest listing is 01447 71st and a half in South Haven. We did a price reduction there from $375 to $350. That one's right around the corner from Three Blondes. Five bedroom, two bath. Next is the Hay Farm, 72362 28th Avenue in Covert. 25 acres, has two pole barns, a pond, and a smaller pond, some corrals, great for maybe some farm animals or a possible build. But there is a hay field there, a good 10 acres of hay. It produces three crops a year. She gets $7,000 a crop. So that one's listed for $225,000 for 25 acres.
Man, good price.
Let's see. And of course, we have 33 Van Buren Street. The Tudor home still listed $649,000.
I can't believe that hasn't been scooped up.
Yeah, I'm kind of on a restricted side of being able to show that right now during the short term rental season because it is fall.
Right.
But, you know, I want to give a shout out for that one. Very unique home on the south side, $649,000. And then a couple commercial listings, 515 Williams, Unit 5 and 6. That's where the round bread is at, $150,000 for all turnkey. And he's got a great list of equipment that will go with that. And then back to the 50s, 8510 M140 for $399,000. Great restaurant. If you're thinking about getting into this game, these two restaurants are a great starter for you because they're both turnkey and they got all this wonderful equipment. Mm-hmm. You just step in and the owner steps out. So any of those, shoot me a text, 269-759-1076. If you have any questions about anything that we talk about on Let's Talk Real Estate, I'd love it. Yeah, reach out to me on listwithtina.net. I have Rob update our listings there. As soon as I get them, they go up on List with Tina.
Listwithtina.net, that's for sure.
Yep.
So, you know, between the two of you guys, a couple real estate agents here, what would you say to somebody if they feel it's their time of their life to get into real estate? Because, I mean, to me, there's really no good time because it's just you. If you're going to get into real estate, you almost and you want to be good at it, you have to drop almost everything else and do real estate. Where most people that I know, which is whether that's the norm or not, if they start in real estate, they keep their job. They kind of dabble in real estate. Well, we know how quickly you're able to grow when you're just dabbling.
Right.
I think that a lot of there's a lot of realtors that have second jobs or have had a job and got into real estate and kind of juggled both of them a little.
But
you know, because you got
to
have
say,
an income coming in, and with real estate, you work by commission.
But over the break, we just had a conversation over the break about as a real estate agent, if someone calls you, you better get on the phone and call them back, or they're moving on to the next one. Well, how many people are you going to lose because you have a job and you can't call people back until you're done with that job?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's true.
Could be a problem.
Yep. It's a big problem.
You
got
to be able to juggle those if you really want to be a realtor. And becoming a realtor, you know, doesn't happen overnight. It is dedication, and it takes, you know, a good 5 years of
it's
working
that way
at
with
it
sales
before
for about everything.
You really Yeah, and that's an entrepreneurship. You know, any entrepreneur, you know, it takes years of dedication before you see a turn.
Yeah, people see successful business, or they see you guys, oh, look how many houses you sell. Boy, oh, boy, just to be you. But they don't see the 20, 25 years, the 10 or 15 years of getting...
Of the struggles.
Of struggling, of the hardships of all that before.
Yes, of no listings. How am I going to get a listing? Why would they list with me?
Right.
That does happen. In the beginning, but you know, if you've got a trade that could attract some clients for your real estate, it's kind of a nice trade-off. Real estate's not for everybody; it really isn't.
No, absolutely not.
It's you can go months without a paycheck, and you have to be able to maintain your bills and your household with income coming in.
How many more times I'd have been divorced if I didn't get a paycheck for two months?
Right.
See, that's the whole reason I got divorced. First place, because I started doing video and I didn't get paid every 2 weeks like I did the previous 5-6 years, and that was a big issue.
I always say that if you're in sales and you can do sales really well and you felt comfortable working with the general public, because you will be working with the public as a realtor. You know, that's one of the key things is, if you've got that knack, then going into real estate, you've already got an edge. So, I'd say if you want to get into real estate, give me a call or Chris. Yeah. You know, Chris is always recruiting at his office.
Sure.
And Jake Way is always recruiting also. And they're one of the growing companies in Southwest Michigan right now is Jake Way.
I can't wait till we get you to slot number one. All right. So, Tina Goodrich, we kind of come to our end of our time here. So, yes,
already?
We have. So if you want to toss out your contact info.
It goes by so fast.
It does.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Again,
you can list with Tina.net. You can always Google Let's Talk Real Estate. I'm on Facebook. I do a lot of postings there. You can reach me at 269-759-1076.
She said sex.
Call her for 1076.
She has a sex sex. You know how she was saying realtors have second jobs. Well,
it is.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, everybody.
All right. Chris Siriano, I want to say thank you for being here in the whole show. I mean, I thought we were in a year and a half. Talk a lot more, but we sat there most of the time listening to Phil Dixon, who has so much information for sure. But House of David, HODfilm.com, if you want to get the schedule of where the film is going to be playing in July, and then we're going to be adding some dates in August and all that, and hopefully just building and building from there. So, Chris, do you have any contact info? If someone wants to call you about the House of David movie, maybe to schedule their own private showing, how do they get a hold of you?
Sure, 269-325-0039, or look me up on Facebook, House of David Museum.
Yeah, just send a question if you want to find out how to get tickets, because we don't quite know all that at the point. Sometimes you might have to call the theater, sometimes you'll get them from us, but give Chris a call or send him a message and he can forward you that way. Mason Dixon, come on, get us out of here.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for listening today. If you want to go back and listen to all those addresses that Tina rattled off, you can go back and listen to the podcast. Go to moondogshow.com, listen to the last 5 episodes there. If you need some more video work, get moondogpro.net a look, and trustinbirdband.com for all your music needs. We'd like to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, including UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, Pure Salon and Spa. Hey, did you get a new haircut there, Rob Dog?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay, it looks like it was fresh.
Jackie Diaz.
So, go check her out. And
she cut it so short that it's still pretty fresh.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And, of course, the Blueberry Store, DecoratorsChoiceSH.com, because Tom Bulkey is so meticulous.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah, he is. And, of course, check out our favorite organizations, Drawing Children Into Reading. That's DCIR.org, Senior Services of Van Buren County, and YDCPale.org.
Gotta go.
So now we all going to howl at the moon on the count
of
three.
Mason.
On the count of three, buddy, howling at the moon dog. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Howling at the moon dog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2022.